Today's Thursday, October 24th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Almo Professional AV, the nation's largest and fastest growing professional audiovisual distributor.
Today's Daily Download comes from Architect Episode 3. I am joined by Melissa Pesky, Mark Coxon, and George Poignier, talking about furnitures, fixtures, and equipment. Mark Coxon starts off talking about the importance of understanding the terminology of both architects and integrators.
One thing to come back to when you're talking about flexible space, and you kind of had to look it up, and you know, I think one thing we do poorly as AV people, one of the reasons we don't get to the table early, is we don't understand these terms well.
Amen, right? Brother. Say that again.
We don't understand the language of the designer and the architect. And in order to add value and to earn a seat at that table, we have to understand the things that they're thinking about and that they're worried about. And, you know, so like terms like activity-based working and flexible space and all of these things, we need to know what they mean when they throw those out there. And actively utilize those when we come in and ask for a meeting. Like, hey, I know you're trying to plan flexible spaces, and these are the challenges that I know you're facing, and these are ways that I think we can help you tackle them. And, you know, infrastructure is a huge one. I know even in flexible office space, when you have modular walls and things where maybe a client has rented out a shell that's 20,000 square feet, but that may change over time from, you know, four offices to 10 or, you know, three offices in a bullpen or whatever it happens to be based on the space. You know, we used to take a real hard look at that and say, now, how do we design infrastructure to grow with that? You know, I remember one building we did where all of the walls were modular. And so, you know, we didn't want the cable to be a problem every time they moved a wall. So what we did is we actually anchored all the infrastructure from the closets to places above the grid and actually created ports above grid. And then we put the, the infrastructure in the walls, and we created a port on the wall where you would plug in your computer. But we also created one on the top of the wall that would be above grid. So then what happened is, if you ever move the walls around, you move the space around, all you had to do was create a new jumper from the house infrastructure that was on the shell over to the top of that wall. And that was the only piece of cable that changed, that you had to troubleshoot, that you had to worry about getting unplugged or any of that kind of stuff. The house cable was always intact. And so, you know, there are all sorts of little things that you can start to think of when you're trying to plan out a space. I mean, today with Wi-Fi, it makes a lot of things easier, but, you know, we're working on a project right now where people want to have their workspaces completely configurable. So everything needs to be modular. It needs to be like this desk tomorrow, maybe somebody that needs a whole bunch of storage and horizontal filing cabinets, and they want a sit stand and not a sit space, and they need a chair next to them to house, you know, impromptu meetings. And we need the tech to be able to flex with all of that. And so we're facing these challenges every day. And that's, I think, part of our value as a technology people, but we have to understand the terminology and what they're trying to accomplish.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.